Today, we welcome back Lee Carroll and Monica Maragni to share with us the wise and benevolent message of Cryon. Cryon's insights have a way of dissolving that imaginary box that we've constructed our life within and opens us up to a world of possibilities, new perspectives, and hope for ourselves and for humanity. Join us as Lee and Monica shine a brighter light on what is transpiring in the world at this time, Cryon's perspective on trauma, soul contracts, destiny versus free will, and so much more. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Inspire Health Podcast as we continue on with our trauma recovery series from surviving to thriving. And in this week, we are really, really excited to have Lee Carroll and Monica Maragni with us again. And they joined us before in episode 78 when we were doing the series on science, mysticism, and beyond. So that was a really well-received episode. So if you haven't checked that out, go back to episode 78. And that was a really fascinating conversation with so much great feedback around that. I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff around kids at that point and what was going on in the world and lots of great insights. So we really have always valued the insight that Cryona shared. And so we wanted to bring Lee and Monica back again to get that perspective when we're talking about trauma and sort of what that means. Because as you know, when we do these series, we talk to lots of different people from very diverse perspectives to round a conversation out, to see where things land, to shake things up a little bit, and to get an idea of thinking outside of your traditional box of how we look into things. So before we kickstart, let me just pass it over to you, Lee, and then Monica, just do a short intro so people know who we're talking to, and but get all the details on that in episode 78. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Yeah, it's an honor to be here with you both.
Yeah, I think it was a year ago or something like that when we were talking to you before. We were in the middle of COVID at that time, as I recall. Yeah. So there's things that changed a little bit, but not the message.
So Lee, for those who don't know, is a channeler, and Lee's been channeling a beautiful, loving energy called Cryon for over 30 years now. And I am Lee's partner, and
I'm supposed to introduce you.
Yeah. Now you introduce me. I'm going to look forward to hearing this.
All right.
This.
So for 31 years, I've been the weird guy. Truly, what you hear today from me and the message, it may be very, very different than you expect. Remember, I'm a channeler. I deal with the esoterics. I deal with messages from a beautiful angel named Cryon. It's going to give you a whole, perhaps different perspective of how things are seen from the other side of the veil. So just get ready for that. It may not be what you agree with, but at least you'll hear it. And that's, of course, why this program exists. Monica joined me about 10 years ago, I would say, at this time. She has 4 books of her own. I got, I think, 14 or so. And they are more compilations of the subject-driven things that Cryon has talked about. And she has one, the latest one, The Women of Lemuria, mm-hmm. just opens a whole other subject. So she's very, very much on board. And the two of us have been doing this broadcast now for a year called Healing Wednesdays, where every single Wednesday we do a program, much like this program you're seeing now from our guests. We're doing the same kinds of things and we have our guests. So it's kind of like we're going back and forth.
Absolutely.
We watched recently, Lee and Monica, a recording that Lee, you did speaking on the significance of the number 12, which we found fascinating. And I'm actually going to put the link for that particular video below this video so people can go and check it out. But I thought that was really, really interesting, because what keeps also coming up for me in particular during this year and a half is the relevance and significance of symbols and numbers and codes. And it's blown my mind open in so many ways. And so I'll share that. You actually went into it in quite lengthy detail. So I won't take away from this recording and this discussion that we have planned today, but I will direct people to your video of that specific conversation below.
Thank you. And I love that, because you'll find my work is, what you call it? It's the woo-woo with some proof. And that's because I used to be an engineer. And so this is, it never goes away. And that is, there has to be either some substance, some proof. I've got to see it. And also because it makes sense. And when you come to the whole 12 thing that you're showing our people in the link, not only do I talk about the esoterics, I talk about the mathematics and the physics of it, that basically that it means something esoterically beautifully, and also we're using the wrong number system in physics. So you take a look.
And I think the key thing here is that there is an energy outside of us that's bigger than us, bigger than anything we were ever told. And when you start having an awareness of that, and if you start inquiring with an inquiring mind, show me evidence that this exists. And when you start paying attention, you will receive those signs. You will receive messages. And so that whole reference of numbers and seeing repetitive numbers, and then looking at the physics and looking at the structure of how our universe is made, it all starts adding up. And that's what's been beautiful about the 30 plus years of Kryon's information to us, is that we are bigger than what we were told. We are magnificent. We're an empowered human being. And so that's just the love angle. But when you start looking at the precise information on a scientific level that comes through Lee, that Kryon delivers in terms of physics, in terms of potentials that are in the field, and then those potentials come true, you have to start acknowledging that there is a greater force out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating, because when I've listened to some of the stuff that Kryon's spoken about, or some other messages from different channels, I think they are so close. The people that are really, I think, probably paying attention to some of that and then trying to do something with it are like the cutting edge quantum physicists. Like they're hearing stuff and they're like, oh, that makes sense. Now, you know, I'm sure that tweaks them in a way to now trying to figure out, how do I actually start to, you know, show that or prove that in certain ways. So to me, it's kind of it's like a segue of showing you what's possible. And then it triggers the creativity to try to figure out how to actually make it happen.
That's true. That's just a whole nother section of what's happened to me and the physicists who contacted me, and what the inventions that are coming that I know about. And I've seen some of, it's very exciting. It's not necessarily what the show is about, but it's still extremely fascinating.
And it's no accident that, you know, you host events with Dr. Todd. And I mean, mm-hmm. we've become friends with Dr. Todd in this past little while, and what an absolute genius.
Oh yeah.
And you've also had conversations with Greg Braden. And so it's really amazing of these collaborations and collision of these traditionally separated worlds that's taking place right now, because I think it's giving birth to collaborations on a completely different level than we had previously allowed for.
I think if I can say this, if the creative source, if spirit, if God is the master physicist, creation, everything, it wouldn't be shocking, would it, if we start getting messages that are true and that are a little different than what we figured out on our own. And that when people start hearing that, especially physicists and doctors and researchers and all, and they start putting it together, there's a little bit of an aha. And they have to fight one thing. They have to fight that it came from a channeler. Should I look? And yet at the same time, it makes some sense. That's what's happened with Dr. Todd, who is in both worlds. He's esoteric, and he has patent on some of the most marvelous, amazing inventions that are medical that are coming. And so it's just wonderful to see again that this coming together. And what is going on, in my opinion, is that you're seeing men and women of science starting to overlook the fact that it may have come from what previously was a spooky source, because it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super excited to see as it keeps unraveling, because I feel like there's just so much more awareness coming up. It really, especially over this past year, year and a half particularly, so much more awareness to information coming from all of these different sources.
Yeah.
So speaking of symbols and codes, let's get into language, because what we have coined this particular series as is trauma from... What are we calling this series?
From trauma recovery, from surviving to thriving.
From surviving to thriving. So what was really interesting before we started this recording is you mentioned something really fascinating, which we would love for you to dive into again. Has Cryon spoken on trauma, and what is the perspective there?
Never. Cryon has never spoken on trauma, so it's a short interview, isn't it?
But I think
so much, guys.
Yeah, can go there. 31 years, the word has never been mentioned because. Wow. Are you ready? We are built to thrive. We are not a victim of the planet. Mm-hmm. We are not meant to be in trauma. We have created that ourselves. So Cryon has always come from the perspective, we are magnificent. We are built to thrive. So whereas you may have going from one to another, it's we start magnificent and then we go downhill. And the point is, you know, how we can not necessarily pull ourselves out, but how we can reestablish the goal line, which is the bottom line, mm-hmm. and is always the start, which was to be magnificent. And that is what is taught. Did you know that you were this or you're that, or you have the ability to do this or that instead of being a victim? You see, it's almost the opposite of the idea of you start in trauma and now what we're going to do about it. That's not what you teach, I know, but that's a lot of people think that. They're victims of the planet. They're in trauma all the time. That's not exactly what we're built for.
I was actually just going to say that in itself is telling. That for over 31 years of channeled information, there has never been delivered information on trauma and what to do about it. And it just shows that when Cryon says we are from the other side of the veil, we've never been human, we automatically have a filter and a bias that limits us from seeing what that other state is or what that other perspective is. And that's what the teachings of Cryon are trying to show us and give us, that, hey, could there be another reality for what your perceived awareness is giving you in 3D vision and assessment? And one of the examples that Cryon will sometimes give is when we talk about suicide, for example, and for us in 3D, we would call that a trauma, very traumatic action. But from Cryon's perspective, Cryon will pose questions such as, what if that suicide was something that your soul planned in love on the other side of the veil before you came through? And what if that particular suicide was an agreement, a contract that you had with that soul, so that when it occurred, it would be a catalyst to propel you in your trauma to seek a spiritual path and a spiritual journey and gain an insight on a bigger truth than what you would have never have looked for had that suicide never happened? So you see already how it's a flip side of Cryon never talks about trauma. What we're given instead is how spirit sees the situation and messages about how we can empower ourselves.
And also, yeah, it's about a knowledge that you may not have understood or realized or even knew was there, which is part of this whole, I would say, new energy that is available to mm-hmm. us now. Let me just say to that, we just had a channel that Cryon reminded us this month and the or next month. Again, there's a whole series that Cryon talks about changes. And what he started out in the channeling was talking about, did you understand or know that the time that you're sitting in right now was foretold by prophecies? You want to go right to your scripture? For this culture, fine. You can see where something was going to happen at the year 2000 and didn't. If you want to go to the indigenous cultures, it's there. You want to go to the Mayan, it's there. The Toltecs, it's there. The Peruvians, it's there. And that is that we're in a cycle. And the mm-hmm. cycle has to do with this wobble of the earth, the precession of the equinoxes. But basically, they're all targeting right now. And this this is not some new age belief. It's not something that the teachers dreamed up to make you feel better. There's something going on. Mm. And if you start studying it, you'll find that the indigenous of the planet all gave you this information. And we're sitting right here in the middle of that particular thing. And it brings us to this program and this episode are there things going on that I can point to that are different from anything we've had in 1,000 years of civilization? Mm-hmm. Yes, ask me. Are there tools that you didn't know we had, energies that you didn't think perhaps were even on the playing field of energy that we can use? And the answer is yes. And there's science behind it. There's now the esoterics behind it. And it all has to do with pulling ourselves out of this thing that some are calling trauma.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
So considering that then, what we've been looking at as far as COVID this past year and a half, a lot of people are looking at it as a traumatic event that's happened for the global economy, for our children, for everyone's health. What is your perspective? What is Cryon's perspective on COVID?
Cryon's perspective on COVID never changed, and he gave it the first month it broke out. And we were in Iceland when he did it, and the channels are all there. Then he qualified it later. You look at these things and you say, is death ever appropriate? Probably not. We do a lot of things to ourselves. Then you have to ask yourself, was COVID brought to us by humanity? And Cryon says, in a way, yes. And so it's not anything, first of all, that God did to us. But we have chosen to accelerate this time by doing something. And I'll give you the ABCs of it because Cryon has told us the metaphor of it. If you have a factory that's working at full speed, and it works and it works and it works, and pretty soon the machinery gets a bit old, and so you start patching it, and then somebody comes forward and say, well, these managers are corrupt and these people are taking this and this stuff's not working and all of these things. Well, you can't stop the factory, because if you did, then nobody would get the product, and the products are needed. Perhaps it's food or energy or whatever. And so it just goes and goes, and pretty soon it starts to fail. So what has happened is this, is if you stop the factory, which was not possible before, you can retool. And that retooling not only can be done and all the dirt is swept away, then when you start up again, the factory is going to be far, far more efficient than it ever was. Cryon said early on in COVID, you're worried about a failing economy. And Cryon said, it's going to be the opposite. Just watch. And he is, has told us over and over, he said, it's almost like you had a war without any of the infrastructure being damaged. Instead, they took time out to rebuild all of these things. I would like to tell you what perhaps some people don't know. Our economy here in the States is racing back. Not only that, you take a look at the things that are the telling the stock market. The stock market never crashed. By the way, that was another thing that they said would happen that didn't. And Cryon said, watch for this. And we're starting to see it. Did you know that in Los Angeles Harbor, for instance, down in Long Beach, that the ships are lined out to the horizon because they don't have the facilities to unload fast enough? Same thing is happening right now in the Chicago stockyards where they unload the trains. Things are being delayed because there's such an increased demand for the products, even more than there were before COVID. So first of all, let's dispel the fact that the economy is going to crash. It isn't. It's going to go the other way. It's already showing it's going the other way. We had a full stop. Mm. And relationships changed, jobs changed. I can't tell you some of the number of paradigms for just going to work have changed. And there are just thousands of people who are not going to work anymore. They're doing it in their homes. And they never could have done that before, but quickly they figured out how to do it because they had to do it. And so that cuts back on a lot of things as far as the gas used, flying, the real estate needed. All manner of things are starting to change because of COVID. But mostly what you're going to see in the future when some other things are revealed is what Crian has said, is when the light starts to be turned on to the earth, you're going to start seeing the dirt. Dirt that was always there, and you're going to, some of them, people are going to be shocked by it. And you're going to start to see a division of dark and light. And what this means is there are those who want to keep the dirt there. Then there are those who want to sweep it away. Mm-hmm. And they will be on both sides of the coin, and both of them will give good arguments for it. And you're going to have to decide. But mainly, we're starting to see some of that dirt being swept away. But back to the COVID, that is the positioning that Crian has taken from the first month that occurred, even recently when he's talking about the aftermath of it. But if you're watching the news, can I give you some advice? Here it is. You ready? Don't. The news is invested in frightening you. It really is. It wants to frighten you for money, because then you'll tune in. So you've never really gotten, from the beginning, you really haven't gotten a good perspective, even of COVID. Do you remember? I probably talked about this in the last episode, and I'm sorry if I repeat myself, but do you remember that when we first saw it and we were glued to the news to see how many cases there were and what was going on and how it was sweeping the globe, you had all these numbers of infections and death and more infections and death. But what was missing was the recover column, 90% recovered. And they never reported the recover column because that's not scary. Yeah. So this still is the attitude of the news today. Get your news on the internet from sources that you want and read it. Don't see it as a produced program that makes an emotional impact on you by design. If you see, when that's the news, that's television, that's movies, whatever. That's designed with music and everything else to be entertainment to frighten you. So if you don't believe me, just turn it off for a while. See how you feel, and then start getting it in other places. Get some from BBC and some other countries just to see how it fits in. And you're going to start to see it without drama. And you're going to go, well, this is very different. So I know it's a long answer to a question that I answered more than you asked.
Thank you.
That was great. I think that's wonderful. That. Well, and like you said, when it feels like where we're kind of moving to now is this phase where you're talking about when the lights come on, then you start to see everything more clearly. It seems like that's starting to, it's kind of been going on for a while, but I feel like that's kind of coming on more and more. And I guess then at that point, when the light comes on and people see some of the stuff that's always been there, but they maybe didn't realize that it was there, I feel like that's where there's going to be a big impact on people that are going to start to either get overwhelmed by it, or it's going to be too scary or too uncomfortable or something along those lines. So I guess from that perspective, when that does start to happen, what can people do then that helps to give them more perspective around it?
Well, I think a lot of that on an individual, because that's now looking at it on an individual level. I'm seeing something, I'm not comfortable with it, and I have fear over it. And the whole COVID stopping down was actually a new direction in 30 years of channeling Crian. Lee was then given an assignment by Crian to go into a new direction, and that birthed the Healing Wednesday meetings, because Crian said, you haven't figured it out, but when there is a channel, there's a portal of energy created. And when others listen to the channel, they step into that portal, and multidimensional healing energies are there. And over the years, there have been people sit in a channel and have spontaneous healings. But the whole direction of this Healing Wednesday program is creating a meditation called the Circle of 12, where you are not just stepping into the energy of that portal that Kryon has created, but you are then directing yourself to touch the multidimensional aspects of your soul. So it's almost like Kryon is giving instructions for you to do this so that you will eventually do it on your own without a Kryon channel and access the multidimensional energies of yourself. And the biggest thing that's come through in that program is that fear will shut down healing of any nature. Mm-hmm. You will never be able to heal, no matter what help you're getting from doctors and others, if you are in fear, period.
And fear creates anxiety. Mm-hmm. And then let me just continue on a personal basis. Here's another bottom line. You were born with the tools, and this new energy we have are enhancing it to heal yourself. And I'm talking about healing from anxiety and fear mm-hmm. and trauma. You were born magnificent. The idea is to get back to that magnificence instead of where you're sitting today, which is a result of the news. It's a result of your cultures, your society. It tells you you're no good or bad things are going to happen. Or, and please excuse me, all of those of you who are invested in your belief system, if you have a belief system that says you were born dirty, I object to that. I don't think that is exactly what our creator had in mind. Yeah. I don't think that's not what any of the channeling has ever said. Yeah. You're born dirty and you haven't got a chance. And that is really fueling all of this. We come from a society where even we're learning about God, he loves us so much, we're going to burn in hell. And this is where we're trying to climb out of that and say, what if it was different? What if God was just as loving, just as beautiful, and you can worship just as much, but it's not a judging God. It's not a judge is going to burn you in hell. I mean, a God that's going to judge you and burn you in hell. But instead, what if it was just the opposite? What if you were given the tools to heal yourself from fear, anxiety, and everything, and they've always been laying there waiting to be picked up, so that when you get up in the morning, you put your feet on the ground, and instead of the things running through your brain that says, woe is me, here's what's going on. What am I going to do? What am I going to do for money? What am I going to do for my relationship? Instead, it's a whole different thing. And you come from a point of magnificence and say, this day, I claim good things. I claim benevolence. I claim kindness. And you move forward. And there will be those who say, this is so stupid. This is silly. That's a Pollyanna view of the earth, Lee. And we respect the fact that you're a channel and all, but it doesn't relate to us. Well, it can, and it should, especially when you hear some of the things that are happening with science. Why would science then come into a new age of metaphysics and be the esoterics? Because whether it's Princeton and the Global Consciousness Project or that's others, they have learned something. They have learned that consciousness, how you think, is energy. It really is. It's got to be a player in the field of physics. There's got to be a rules around energy and consciousness. I want to ask you, why is it that so many people will walk away being healed when all they got was a sugar-coated pill? Now, that's called the placebo effect. And if you ask scientists, it ruins all kinds of experiments. It just ruins them. They'll say, oh, we got the placebo effect going. How are we going to find the efficacy of this drug? When they should be studying, why did they get well? Mm-hmm. All they thought they were going to get well, and they did. There is some energy there that is actually pulling on your chemistry when you think certain things. What's spontaneous remission? Why, when you take a tincture in homeopathy that is unmeasurable by so many tests, it's parts per million. It doesn't do anything but just sit there and give an instruction to your cells, to your consciousness, to heal. And homeopathy has been with us for hundreds of years, and it works. And by the way, you're starting to see that at pharmacies. That's the first time in America. Homeopathy is the way of it in Europe. They have homeopathy. They still do it, but it's only creeping in now. But this is an example of instructions to consciousness. What I'm saying is that you can indeed think yourself healthy, because there's power in this, in the affirmations, how you think, how you approach life, that'll keep you out of trauma. You start at a point where you say, these are today is going to be this and that. It's when you start looking at, you know, why are you here? And whether you really do think you came in to be a victim and you're going to spend all of your life trying to correct that instead of thinking, maybe I came in magnificent and I want to just get back to that. So this is the difference in how we teach, and I would say the difference between really truly an old energy and the energy we're in. I just scratched the surface of this, but answer to your question, we have the ability to, with our thoughts, with our actions, and our intent, get out of trauma.
The Inspire Health Podcast will be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I fully agree with that too. And I've often done talks where it's like, we've been so focused on things like the physiology and the biochemistry, and that's been all great. But I feel like it's all moving more and more now to looking at things like energy, frequency, vibration, magnetics, intent, light, sound. Like these are all the things that sort of are that precede what we see in the physiology and the biochemistry. And now we're being able to actually see that in more in a scientific way where you can see it. I just did a talk the other day, our 100th episode. I did a tribute to one of my teachers, Dr. David Hawkins, and I talked about the different levels of consciousness. And so a lot of what you're talking about is similar in the way that he explained that too. And to me, that was just such a valuable teaching, because the idea was that these different layers of consciousness are like that. That's the lens that you see everything through. It's the lens you see yourself. It's the lens you see the world. It's the lens you see God. Everything comes from these levels of consciousness. They're like a field of information. And as that field changes, then everything literally changes with that. So yes. Even if we talk about trauma and we're talking about, you know, in that state of magnificence or that state of victimhood, well, depending on where we are, we will see the events through a very different perspective. It's why you can have 3 people that have the same thing happen, and each one of them has a very different understanding of it and a different feeling.
Really wonderful explanation in that the Hawking scale. Yeah. Let's go further. Let's pretend something, because Kryon has used other metaphors for it.
Yeah.
Indeed, that scale exists, and it's almost like the intellect will say that there is a ceiling where I can't think any further than that. They'll be in one scale, not even aware that there's another one on top of that. And when you broach that other place at that next level, things start to happen. And it's you get an aha experience. Some even call it awakening. Let me tell you what Kryon has said. He says that we're living in that whole scale right now on the planet in the equivalent of black and white. Mm. And in a scale, maybe a level above us or two above us is color. Now, he says, the reason this is so mysterious to you and the reason there are so many disbelievers of anything we're talking about is take a sightless person, for instance, and explain color to them. Mm. That's impossible. Or take a black and white person who's never seen color and try to explain color. They'll laugh at you because you can't. It's out of their purview, their vocabulary, even the consciousness. But once it starts creeping in and you start seeing color, you go, there's something there. I know there's something there. And then it attracts you to the next level. And I love his scale because it starts to explain truly what Klein has said about older energies lower on the scale, just even 100 years ago, where everybody gathered around in the center to watch somebody beheaded. I mean, you start to see it. There's a consciousness scale we have improved, even, you know, when people said, we've been barbarians up to this point. No, we've actually gotten better since then. But there's another thing going on, and it's accelerating right now.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's also fascinating. And the other thing with like these fields, it's like within those fields lies different potential reality or different mm-hmm. potentials, because of the infinite potentials, if these fields are bigger, you have more access to some of these different solutions that you may not exist in these other fields. Mm-hmm. So when I think about trauma, I think that's such a foundational piece, because that's the way really to go into trauma or to get out of trauma, I think, as a whole is depending on that field of consciousness that you're staying in.
So what if you could change your trauma by changing your reality? What if you choose a reality without trauma? Is there such a thing? The answer is yes. So then we get into some real esoteric questions that people, this is where it starts to crumble or cement, depending upon your belief system. What do you think about destiny? What do you think about contracts? Here is a whole new perspective. I will define destiny for you. Destiny is where your life goes by default if you use no tools given to you. So here you are with a whole tool set. You're a boat in the ocean, and in a cupboard, that's not even nautical, in a place in the boat, is the rudder. And you've never seen a rudder. You don't know what it is. And all your life, your boat is tossed and turned. It goes into the waves or the rocks or whatever. And suddenly, you find the rudder. And you go, whoa. And you put it on the boat. And now you're steering it. That is a new reality. And that is the difference between you and destiny. Destiny is without the rudder. And you can control your life. And here's what people don't understand. You mean I can control my reality? Is, you know, what happens to me? Yeah, to this degree. What if you could steer yourself away from the bad stuff? Not step in the potholes. And this is intuitive. It's in the field. It's part of what Klein has taught, what some of the scientists are showing now who are in the field, what Lynn McTaggart teaches and Greg Braden teaches and Joe Dispenza teaches. You have the ability to navigate out of trauma and out of those potholes. And you always have with this rudder that we talk about. And that rudder is the energy of consciousness. Joe Dispenza is great at this. He'll explain the ABCs and he'll show you the charts. And that's what I love about this, because this comes not from a channeled source. Now, this comes from those who are starting to measure things and are saying, wow, we didn't know we could do this. And that is what we're teaching. And maybe you needed to hear that if you're here, wondering, how do I get out of this? You have a tool set. You got a rudder in the cupboard, if you want to say, that you've never even known you had. So with intent, you can start with saying to your consciousness, is it true? Show me that I can be out of this fear and out of this anxiety. Give me the ability to steer around the potholes. It starts to happen as soon as you acknowledge that you can do it, because consciousness is that way. It's just laying there, ready to respond with intent. Consciousness is the king. You can talk to your cellular structure. You can extend your life. all of these things we're starting to find out, because consciousness, that takes you with the sugar-coated pill and you have nothing there chemically and you healed yourself anyway. That ought to tell you a lot about what you can do with your mind.
And I want to take it further, but that is a lot of information to assimilate and digest. So let's just review what Lee said, is that consciousness is king. It is the driver, the engine of your reality. And we've had measurements that will show what you intend and what your consciousness focuses on, you will then create. So I want to add something else into the mix, because you, even though you have a consciousness of benevolent action and you're co-creating your life, things in life still happen. And I believe this is where people get unstuck, where I've been doing the work, I've been focusing on benevolence, and yet I still had a tree fall on my house, or I had a car accident, or I had fill in the blanks. Some event happened. And this is where Kryon gave some extra information and talked about patterns of consciousness or quantum patterning. So you're ready for this. You have this event happen. Then, depending on how you react to that event, will set up a quantum pattern as to the next time. So if you have an incident where you crash your car and it's terrible, and how you react is so much in the drama and the victim of it, it sets up a pattern, because you're so focused on the why me, this is terrible, poor me. There will be another incident that's possibly even of greater magnitude. However, if you were to have that car accident, and then you start posturing your consciousness, oh my, that was terrible. But then all of a sudden your consciousness goes, hang on, I wasn't physically hurt in that accident. I'm okay. What if this was, could have been so much worse, but because of my benevolent consciousness, I actually just avoided having a terrible break on my leg, or I have no idea what I avoided. And then that, looking at it from a benevolent angle, will then create a quantum patterning that in future you may never ever have such an experience unfold again. So did you want to elaborate? Did I explain that enough, Lee? Because you're the one channeling and delivering the information.
No, let's make it let's take it down to the personal level, make it simpler even.
Mm-hmm.
A family member comes to you, female or male, doesn't matter. They're angry. They're mad for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. They're mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's correct or not, whether you did something wrong or what is wrong. And they're coming at you and they're mad and they're angry and they're going to call you names. Okay. What's your reaction?
Mm.
Human nature, as it exists today, the reaction is not only hurt, but perhaps call names back. I mean, do I have to explain this to you? Because this is the way human interaction happens.
Yeah.
And you have an argument in the family and all this stuff. What if instead of that, oh, by the way, that is normal or has been to this point of the old energy human nature
mm-hmm.
interaction.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens next is more of the same. Are you aware of that? Are you on board with that? It'll be more of the same. What if instead it doesn't affect you, doesn't oppress your buttons. You're looking at them fly off the handle, call your names, get red in the face, and all you're thinking about is they're having a bad day. What can I do to make their day better? And that particular disengagement not only affects you, it affects them. It affects whether they'll come at you again, or perhaps they'll think about that reaction. And you start something, you set something in motion that is mature and benevolent. And it's not going to happen again like that. And it doesn't perpetuate the argument in the family. Do you understand that scenario?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
And I'll never forget one of the trips Lee and I made to Russia. And we had this gentleman come up and meet us. And he was 6 foot something, big guy. And he wanted to share his story with us. He was in a life that, he said, if I didn't get out of that life, I probably would be dead. He was in like gangs and illicit deals and making money. And he came across The Journey Home. It's one of the only kind of novels that Lee has written in the Cryon series. Oh, she's got it there. Well,
we didn't plan this.
We didn't plan this. But
really, honestly,
he read that book and it completely changed his life. And he could so identify with the character of, you know, all he wanted in life, and he was going about it completely the wrong way. And he said to us, how do you go from being a crooked gangster and then turn your life around into the one you can see in potentials, but it's night and day? However, he simply stuck with going with the energy, knowing that he wanted to get onto a different path. And slowly, over time, he managed to create a legitimate company, find the woman of his dreams, have a beautiful family, and was in love with life, waking up with the joy of a kid with what is my next surprise for today. And then it blew me away when he showed us outside in his car and he opened up the back of the car and said, look, I always have The Journey Home in here, and anybody who starts working my company, they have to read this book as mandatory.
I don't know how they went in Moscow, but
it just blew me away. And what it shows is that all it takes is a decision. It's a decision of what you want for your life.
And you got to cognize. Mm-hmm. In other words, you got to believe it's doable. This is not a list of things that a doctor will give you or something. You'll do this, do that, take this to that, and you're going to be well. You've got to believe it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things that takes intent and belief mm-hmm. to truly begin.
Yeah.
So many. That was wonderful. Thank you. So many questions that brought up for me. And I know we have a limited amount of time. So with regards to when you had mentioned a little bit further back, when you spoke of light coming in, do you mean that metaphorically, or do you mean that that's actually physically happening?
It's a metaphor. It's the best metaphor we have. And so things are not getting brighter, but it may seem like that because the metaphor has all of the attributes of real light. Now, what happens in a dark room? This is what Cryon talks about. And we've been in the dark. And you look at even history where you can't really see your neighbors and you can't see much. And so what do? You kind of huddle together and protect yourself. And then you convince yourself that your neighbors are bad people after your stuff because you can't see them. And then you get war and everything else. Now, suddenly a light starts to appear, and this light then illuminates the room. Now, there's your metaphor. And in the illuminating of the room, suddenly you can see those who are next to you that you were afraid of before. And you say, well, wait a minute, they're just like us. And suddenly war starts to clear. The light gets brighter and even brighter. And then you say, you know, these walls need painting. And so this, the answer to your question, it is a metaphor, but it follows suit to real light. Can I give you just, and excuse me if I gave it to you before a year ago when we talked about. Cryon says, light is turning on in your culture and on your earth and starting to illuminate things that have changed what you will permit and what you won't. In other words, mm-hmm. you're climbing up the Hawkins scale. And this is being illuminated. There is your light again, awakening to light. So it's all metaphoric. But what it truly means for you is that you're starting to see things you didn't see before, and some of them are not acceptable. The Me Too movement is the prime one that I turn to right away. How long have women been subjugated in the way they have all over the planet, not just in the workplace, but almost everywhere? And the answer is forever. I mean, we can go back in our culture to the presidents we know who did these kinds of things and misused themselves and had other women and all this stuff. And you go really back, and you find it all through history. It's not new. And some people would say, well, this is just the way of it. And now we hit this energy and suddenly it is not acceptable. And it's a big deal, folks. And people are starting to say, no more. You cannot do that. You can't be an important person and then make a woman then do whatever they want to in order to get to a certain position. That's no longer acceptable. And yet it always was. Something has happened. When you have 1,000 years of one kind of thing that's acceptable, and then suddenly you don't, you know something has happened. That's the light. And that's what we talk about. So a light has been turned on into a culture where collectively we are starting to say, yeah, that's not right. It's not just a few. It's men and women who are saying it's about time that we're starting to reveal things that are not right here. Now, there's a big one coming, folks, and I'll just tell you what Crine has said. One of the biggest things that we have had for hundreds and hundreds of years is the most abhorrent thing you can think of. It's unconscionable to have women as children, as sexual slaves. And they're kidnapped off the street, mostly in Europe and in other countries. They've got posters for kids in airports. We don't see that in the States as much because we're watching it a little more careful. But it's an industry. It is an industry. And they'll either keep the kids as sexual slaves or they keep them to breed other girls. What do they do with the boys they capture? Well, they don't capture many. It's mostly the girls. And when they're done with them, they're past their used-by date. I got that phrase from a gal who had escaped and is telling the story about this industry. It's always been there. And it is alive and well on this planet, even in the United States. There are even important people that take advantage of it and use it. When this comes to our attention through whatever's going to happen, whistleblowing, movies, or whatever, it's going to take your breath away to even know it was there. And it's always been there. This is the light being turned on to something that was there that's awful, dirty, horrible, unconscionable, and we're going to correct it. And that's just the beginning of these kinds of things. So before you say, well, I haven't seen anything improvely in this in these days, think about this. Did you ever think there would be a time where priests abusing children would have to have their comeuppance and be punished, or not punished, but maybe tossed out of the priesthood or even go to jail? And there were those who say, well, it's been happening for hundreds of years. Probably not, because the ones in charge keep shuttling them around. Well, that all shifted and changed. The Pope is dealing with it, finally. Now, there's another one. There are more coming just like that. And that is so another one that's coming. Do you think, how do you like our Congress? American? Do you like the way they fight with each other? Winner takes all, nothing gets done, you know? And the answer is, well, maybe. But even the congressmen, the seniors who have been there for a while, they said, this is not what it used to be. Why can't we get back to the way it used to be, where we just argued with each other and then came to a decision and passed laws that worked, you know? That isn't happening anymore. Do you think there's something there that might break and happen? Maybe there's some things there that are going to happen. It's all taking place in front of your nose right now.
This comes to the end of our time for this episode. Please go to inspirehealthpodcast.com and listen to the remainder of this important episode. Thank you so much.